Hello and welcome to the Shared Dreams Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Martin with Dream Spinner Communications, and I am thrilled to have back again as our guest, Faith Monson. Faith is a success coach. She is a terrific advocate for her clients. She specializes in working with people in creative fields, and I am so excited to have her back on the podcast to share more of her very unique approach to helping her clients succeed. Faith, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Gail. Great to be back.
Well, we had so much material to cover and just not enough time. I had to continue the conversation. And one of the things that you touched on the last time we talked, but really didn't go into a lot of detail, was the idea of some of the tools you use in success coaching as far as brainstorming and mirroring and role-playing. And I would love to find out more about how you use those tools and what you mean by them.
Well, brainstorming is one of the favorite things I do. It's a one-on-one generally, and it's almost like it's an open up all possibility type of event. It has a sort of a theatrical quality to it because we literally try on new jobs and new personal images. So if someone comes to me and they're an interior designer, but they're thinking that they'd like to maybe get out of the field, maybe we could talk about them being a public speaker, or maybe they could get involved in nonprofit work, or then maybe they want to write a book about what they've done. But there are no worries, no concerns about making mistakes, or nothing is going to happen to you because this is just our time together to imagine anything. So I ask people to completely step out of their comfort zone, because to some people, obviously, the writing a book is rather a large thing. So that's a big stretch for somebody who's been, for example, a designer for 20 years, and they hadn't thought about just how much experience they had and how many photographs of jobs that they've had and what a philosophy they have adopted over the years, and they really do have something to say. So that may be something they've never considered and is a stretch and is a really fun thing to talk about. So while we're just letting anything fly, any idea come out, often we can reinvent and expand in new directions and with new roles, existing strengths and skills, because things that you've been doing can be changed and used in a different way. And that's what's helpful about having a coach to bounce ideas about up against, because they're looking at you with a really fresh perspective. And I think it's very important at this point to be very encouraging and motivating to people so that they feel confident about tackling new things.
So, well, I think that's really an important distinction in how you've outlined your approach to brainstorming, because I think for people who've only ever experienced it in a business setting, especially if they've come out of some of the more regimented quality improvement programs that have their own structure, they think sticky notes, they think flow charts, and you're talking about something that's much more organic.
Yes, it's something that's fun. It's like free association. Mm-hmm. Why don't we try this? Why don't we try that? Is there somebody that you know out there that you think is doing something that sounds like it would be fun to do? Well, let's look into their website and see what they're about. Or, you know, maybe think a completely different direction. Like, a lot of people have individuals that they admire, and they wish that they could create, for example, even their own little empire where they are, you know, running an entire lifestyle industry or something like that. So going from a designer to interior designer to a lifestyle empire type of thing is a stretch, but why not think about it? And it can be done incrementally.
Mm-hmm.
But during the brainstorming process, you put on all these different hats and you try on all these different things, and it's like totally open and fun.
Mm-hmm. And no risk.
No risk.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, you also mentioned mirroring, and while I think some people have had at least some experience with brainstorming, mirroring isn't very familiar. How does mirroring work?
Well, mirroring is reflecting a client's image back to them so they can see how they come across. Lots of times clients don't really hear what they are saying and they don't know how they are being perceived. And many people don't realize how their thinking is often very limiting.
Mm-hmm.
And often negative. So mirroring is an opportunity to help the client see how they are presenting themselves, but also to change that type of thinking and speaking with other people, so that they can be, they will be enlightened. So when they can be more empowered when they're dealing with people, because the power of words is can allow you to reach or delay your success. And if you're very limited, you're being very limited in your thinking and very negative, it's going to delay your success, or it's going to be an obstacle for you for your success.
And a lot of times we just don't even hear that when we're saying things, because it's so ingrained and so programmed.
That's right. That's exactly right. And also, some, you know, we haven't been taught, some of us haven't been taught that it's all right to toot your own horn. And there, so, you know, you have to let people say it's okay to feel good about yourself. It's okay to say out loud, yes, I can do this really well. Or, yeah, I could do that. So you need that type of encouragement from somebody who is positive. You may not get that necessarily from a friend. You need that objectivity from someone who can look at you with a fresh perspective.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Now, what about role playing?
Role playing is great. I love role playing. It scares a lot of people, but it's actually very, very effective. I think it's really important to see another person's point of view. And I started doing this when I was involved more in direct selling, because you don't really know how it feels. And it's important to understand how the person that you're selling to is feeling when you're selling to them. So I usually would take a salesperson and I would play the part of the customer, and they, and then we would reverse roles. And it allows you to have, as I said before, the perspective of the other side, but it also helps you to see how you're coming across. And it also gives you different ways that you can address, because the customer in this role play scenario is asking you questions you hadn't even considered, or you're seeing that from your point of view, maybe from the customer's point of view, maybe you are being too pushy. You just learn a lot that is really beneficial when you're actually in front of that customer.
So you're really taking almost the brainstorming a step further and letting them try on not just the hat, but
that's exactly right. That's
for lack of a better description, try on the whole costume.
That's exactly right. Excellent. And that's part of what I say about the theater thing, because the role playing continues in that way. And role playing, I don't know, I think is absolutely critical for anything important that you're going to do. If you're going to be interviewing for a job, if you are presenting to a new client, you want to practice, because you gain such a level of confidence. It's like you've done it before. You have seen what it's going to be like. You have sort of a sense of, it's particularly in the interviewing. I've done a lot of role-playing with the interviewing, where I've interviewed the person, they've interviewed me back, so they can imagine how, they don't even think about how the interviewer is feeling. They're only concerned about themselves, or they're worried about themselves. But if they can actually try interviewing and I play their role, then they see the person as more human, and they also, you know, get an opportunity to look at the situation as a whole. So they're not focusing so much on themselves. And most people that I work with in this situation say that they feel so much more confident and comfortable when they go into an interviewing situation, and I've had a really high percentage of people be offered a job as a result of this. So I, you know, I recommend role-playing for any situation that has is important to you, where you're dealing with another person.
Well, and you know, the whole idea of trying something on to see how it fits, and even role-playing as you go into that situation where you're acting as if you're already successful, acting as you're already there. Another way I've heard it put is fake it till you make it, but there's nothing really fake about it. Stepping into the role that you deserve.
That's right. And there's so many more things that you can learn by practicing that you can put into the real situation that you wouldn't have had without that exposure. You just, it's important. I mean, like if someone says, asks you to make a speech, you wouldn't just write the speech and go up and give it for the first time. Maybe some people do, but I wouldn't suggest you do that. I think it's really important that you practice. I mean, it's in anything that you do that matters to you. It's part of preparing. It's preparation. And it's important to you, and it's also important to your audience.
Well, now, these seem like really simple exercises. What is it that makes them so powerful?
Well, going back to what I just previously said, what makes them so powerful is that you become confident, comfortable, secure, and you, as a result, you are more effective, which increases your confidence, and makes you more effective. It makes you more successful. And that's particularly appropriate when you do the role playing. With brainstorming, it opens up all your creative sense and allows you to dream and push yourself out farther, to think about something you've never even considered before. You're not being limited by anything. Somebody is there telling you, why not?
Mm-hmm.
So you can explore and have an adventure and think about all these different things and try them on and see how they feel. And with a success coach, specific tasks or plans or tactical things are put in place that you can try. You don't just go immediately from I'm going to write a book to sitting down to writing a book. You know, there is a plan in place that you follow through so that you can reach your goals naturally. But the point is, the brainstorming allows you to think, maybe I could do that. Why couldn't I do that? Yes, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And mirroring is important, as we discussed, because you need to know how you're coming across. And it's important how you view yourself and how others view you. And that is absolutely essential to be empowered.
Okay. So how do you decide which type of exercise a client needs?
Well, people who know themselves, and that's something you can tell when you're talking to people. People who know themselves a little bit better need less mirroring. They have a sense of who they are. They may have more, you know, their self-esteem, they may be more grounded. So that would be an indicator of whether or not mirroring was necessary. There's always a little bit of all of these things floating around. But I think everyone can benefit from role-playing. I feel like I'm a role-playing advocate. But I think that everybody can value from role-playing, particularly in all of us face situations where we're uncomfortable. The world is always changing and transitioning, and this is a big anxiety reducer. The success part is always important, but it also allows you to be more comfortable and enjoy situations that would be otherwise very anxiety-producing. And then again, of course, you'll be more successful. And brainstorming, again, is good for everyone, too, because something new and challenging is important for people because that's how you grow.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to be challenged. It's important to want to grow.
Well, thank you so much, Faith. This has really been great information.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, it's been great to have you back on the podcast. I've been talking with success coach Faith Monson. You can find her online at faithmonson.com. I'm Gail Martin with Dream Spinner Communications. You can find me online at gailmartinmarketing.com. Thanks again, Faith.
Thank you very much, Gail.
Bye-bye.
Bye.